I live in a circle of six questions. In my mind, I am constantly in a circle of six questions. There are six questions that are spinning around in my head 24/7, 365. This circle of six questions provides the baseline of me starting to write. Whenever I want to start writing about a new thing, these questions basically help me come up with the material. So now that we've covered some basics of good writing, of proper writing, where you're getting to the point where you don't drive the reader away in the first few seconds, I want to dive into some specifics of how you can capture feelings, how you can create emotions, how you can build empathy, okay? And these six questions are the starting point, okay? So that's sort of the backdrop in front of which I can then go and create new articles. And I just want to share that backdrop with you. So let me walk you through those six questions. The very first question is, what do I care enough to say? And again, this goes back to the deadline part where we said you have to learn to dance with the deadlines. Eventually, you're going to arrive at a point where you either write in real time or you create stuff ahead of time. But in any case, what do I care enough to say is important because if it doesn't come from conviction, it's going to be very hard to write it in a way that it convinces anyone else. Because if you don't believe it, how are you going to make other people believe it? So, what do I care enough to say? What feels important this week? Do you want to talk about a big trend that's going on? Some scandal, some political scandal, economic scandal? Do you want to talk about love because maybe you just got hurt from someone? Do you want to talk about friendship? Do you want to talk about the idea of identity? Do you want to talk about the problems that we have with technology? There are so many things. Do you want to beautifully express your experience of a mountain that you just visited on the weekend? Whatever it is, what do you care enough to say? That's the first one. The second question I ask myself is it real? So, is this something real that I actually have something to say about, or is this something that I just dreamt up and I would like to be able to say something about? So, for example, I don't have that much experience with relationships, be it friendships or romantic relationships. I'm not that great. I haven't had like 200 girlfriends and like 50,000 friends when I was younger. So, I don't have that much to say about relationships. So, but when it's something specific, I ask myself, is there a specific incident, an experience, a memory, something I can draw from where it's real? Or do I just want to sound smart? Do I just want to talk about this because it makes me look good? That's the second question, which is basically a security question for the first one. The third question is, has this been said before? And I know we said everything's been said before, but has this been said before very recently? So what you don't want to do is talk about the exact same things that the three articles, three popular ones that came just before yours, talked about. So you want to have a sense of timing. You just want to think about how your post, your article lands in the reader's mind in given the context of their lives. So generally, for example, at the end of the year, it's usually a good time to talk about goals, desires, what people want, because everybody's thinking about that because of New Year's resolutions. That's a thing, right? That's a thing, and that's worldwide, that's happening. So that's something you can tap into. At the same time, you might have a lot of other articles that talk about that topic at the time. So you have to be clever in how you say it so you don't say the exact same thing someone just said before. That's the third question. The fourth question is it useful? So, is there actually something useful in what I'm saying here, or am I literally repeating what someone else said that may be useful, but that doesn't really add anything to the conversation? So, does this add value? Elon Musk had an interview where he said that, you don't have to do these big crazy things like we do at SpaceX or Tesla to be of value to society, because all that matters is the total delta of usefulness. He's a math nerd, so he talks in terms like that. He basically said that if you create, you can create a big change for a small number of people and that's going to add up to a lot. Yeah, but you can also create a small change for a lot of people. So if you have a funny idea for a comic that you want to draw and share, and you think that comic about, I don't know, dogs is going to make a few people laugh because they can relate to that because they've had that experience with dogs, then that might very well be useful because a lot of people love dogs. And even if the people who love dogs and 10% of them that of those that read it find it funny and get a good chuckle out of it or laugh, then that can add up to a big change if your article gets shared a lot, right? So you might reach 100,000 people with that article and suddenly that adds up to a lot of change. But you did something small, but it was still useful. The fifth question I asked myself is it entertaining? And by entertaining, I mean, is it something, can I package it in the story, okay? So I could have just talked about the usefulness of usefulness, but I told you about Elon Musk and what Elon Musk said, okay? So I decided to take a story and make it entertaining this way. That's really, really important. Can you package what you're about to say in an entertaining way? And the last question I ask myself is it inspiring? Because people consume rational information, they love facts, they love data, but they act on feelings. Emotions are what drives human behavior. So at the end of the day, is there some way I can make what I say inspiring so that whatever change I'm trying to make will actually, people will actually be able to make that change, to hold on to that change and try to implement it in their lives. And reading always changes people, so you should always think about that. Is there something inspiring here, something that leaves people more powerful than they were before they read what you had to say? So that is the circle of six questions that I constantly live in. That is the backdrop of where I basically start all my articles from. And with that, I want to go into more detail about the different specific ways I actually end up putting the words on the page and how to start that process, and what three specific ways you can use to start writing your own articles. And for that, we're going to have to talk a little bit more about concepts.